And we are back. Carl Sabatino and Roland Smith as we... Roland, continue on, please.
We do. Well, you know, we were talking about government and talking about if you were president or if I were president.
I thought I made a strong argument. Go ahead.
Well, I thought you made an argument.
it was an argument.
Looking at it in a serious vein for just a singular quick moment, our system of government needs qualified candidates, both new blood and old blood, to present themselves to an electorate for close scrutiny. I don't think we need dynasties. I don't think we need also-rans and formers and or, better yet, buffoons to sit in the seat of power. We need statesmen and stateswomen. We need people with intellect and discernment, compassion, vision, integrity. And I think, Carl, the spirit and the willingness to embrace a new energy that I think is predominating humankind that will negate conflict as the only solution to global problems. I think, you know, a shared peace is, to me, the only answer to global survival.
I agree. We have to eliminate the ideologues, those who stand on a position.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
They have to go. But we also need those statesmen. We need people who, and I think President Obama has tried, again in his question to the naysayers, if you are not going to vote for the Iran nuclear deal, what is it that you would do? We don't have, at least in my opinion, the statesmen and women who are able to, as the founding fathers did, who many, by the way, did not even like each other. This is not a happy group of people together. But they were able to work together under compromise.
Well, we know Jefferson and Adams didn't care for each other. But they, at the end of their lives, which they both died the same day, not more than an hour apart from one another.
That's extraordinary when you think of it.
But that's true. You're not going to have enmity between all peoples, particularly in the formation and or the continuation of a republic.
But offer the solution. What they did in the republic at the time when they disagreed, the other statesmen, and we had statesmen in a room that created this extraordinary republic with words and deeds. They came up with another solution when they disagreed. You had the Federalists and those for states' rights and OAS, and there was a constant give and take. Alexander Hamilton was a Federalist across the board, created the Federal Bank and all that kind of, saw it as a need for the colonies and so on. There were others who disagreed with him, but they did it in such a way that it was able to not only maintain the system, but get something done, you see. And that takes extraordinary men and women.
Well, it does.
And we don't have them right now.
Well, I think that we do have them. They just have not yet remembered that they can be that, and they can get out there, and they can say what they truly believe for the good of the people, for the good of the country, and have it happen.
I refer back to Benjamin Disraeli, okay, the prime minister of Victorian times, in 1867, I'm going to say, in that period, 1870-something. Benjamin Disraeli said, if you disagree, speak. If you have something to say, then speak. If you have nothing to say, speak anyway, and then say, I take your leave, but at least you're speaking when you take your leave. But just speak. I never forget, a great book, buddy. You have to read it. Just speak. We don't have people that stand up, but speak with intelligence.
Well, there's the caveat.
There's the caveat.
Oh, boy.
Well, here we go. We have to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a strange mood here today, Ronald. Something's going on.
No, you are. I have been broadcast.
I got a broken toe.
Yes. We can give you some sympathy.
Something to drink. Okay, here we go. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Do you ever send an email to someone with multiple questions? What usually happens?
They only answer one, and usually not the one you really need. How can you make sure you get the answer you want?
Just ask one question. Once you have the answer to the most important question, you can determine if following up with another one is necessary.
But what do you do if the answer to one question depends on the answers to another one or two?
Pick up the phone. Email is a great tool for simple correspondence.
The phone works better for complex conversations which require instant two-way dialogue.
Save time by picking the right tool for your next communication. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who knows more four-letter, very naughty words? Little boys or little girls? Here's the answer. And the developmental science of it. Hard to believe, but 3 and 4 year old girls know a greater number of colorful phrases than do little boys. But boys tend to use foul terms much more frequently than little girls.
Run, dumb friend, I'll stickle piper!
However, there are those who believe that this is equaling out with both little girls and little boys while using those naughty words. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you hear these words, and you will, let the kid know immediately that it's unacceptable language, but do not overreact. If you do, the cursing takes on a magical quality, and you will hear it everywhere. If it continues, well, timeout works very well with this behavior. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.